Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for coming. I just flew in today from Denver, because I was at a program for my rabbinic program that I'm in, and I'm a new student in that. So there were several talks that were given to us over the weekend, and the thing that struck me, the talks were very wonderful, and they were very multi-layered and deep intellectual things that were communicated about all the complexities of Judaism and being a rabbi today, and politics and theology and language and sociology and so much stuff that goes into being skillful as a rabbi. And I was struck just by the complexity of it, and how on one hand all that complexity was very valuable and valid to be discussing. At the same time, I think that there's a tendency to allow the complexity of life to distract us from the core of what spirituality is about. And the reason is not just because it's complicated and life is complicated, but also because since it's so simple, we tend to get very anxious with it and bored with it because it's so simple, you know, and the practice to be practicing constantly, relentlessly, even if I might use that word, even that word has a tension in it that I don't mean. A relaxed relentlessness, an open, spacious relentlessness, then that means you have to have a real clarity of intention to be focused on this very, very simple thing all the time, even though there's all this other complex stuff going on. So I just wanted to call attention to that, and to the point of why I hold these things, which is to remind us of this very basic, very simple practice of connecting with whatever this is, this reality that's here already, because the default is to actually not notice it, because since it's always here, it's constant. We take it for granted. You know, our mind is generating other things, and our consciousness tends to become absorbed into the processes of our mind rather than allowed to relax and really connect intimately with this reality as it meets us in this moment. So that's what it's about. And I wanted to introduce a chant tonight, which comes from a Hebrew prayer that in some traditions is repeated again and again in all the different prayer services. It's done a few times during Shacharit, the morning service. It's done again during Mincha, and again in Maariv, the afternoon and evening services. But it doesn't appear in all the different traditions. The Hasidic ones it appears in. And the beginning of it says, Ata Seter Li, which means you are a refuge for me. Ata Seter Li. So if we can learn it and sing it kind of as we go.
Ata Seter Li.
Let's try that. Nice. The next line is Mitzar Titzreni. So Tzar means worry or trouble, and it's the same root as the word Mitzrayim, which is Egypt. So the story of being slaves in Egypt, which geographically Egypt is narrow. It's along the Nile, but it's come to represent spiritually narrowness. being constricted, right? So the worry is a constricted or contractedness. We could also think of it as the energy, our neural energy, being contracted in the processes of our mind rather than being fully expansive into our bodies. So that's mitsar titsreni. So it goes mitsar titsreni. Let's try that. Mitsar titsreni. Okay, so I'll sing what we got so far. Ata seteli mitzar titreni ata seteli mitzar titreni. The next part, and the last part, says Rane Falet, which means, Rane means a song of, Falet is rescue. Rane Falet, to sovaveni, you envelop me. So it kind of switches around the perspective on what we're doing, because ordinarily you would tend to think that we're singing the song right now. But it's saying, actually, you are enveloping me in song, because there's the recognition that that which is we're calling divine is that which is. It's not, we're not some separate entity from that. So the song also is that. There's a story of a Hasidic master, Reb Pinchas of Koretz, who brought up this idea that we tend to think that we're praying to God, and in actuality, the prayer itself is God. Of course, there's everything is God. But to actually remember and realize that the words we're saying, the sounds that we're making themselves, are incarnations of divine energy. So we can just fall into those words and allow them to rescue us by bringing us fully into connection with divinity. It's not rescuing us from something we're imagining. It's rescuing us from constriction and from worry, which comes from the mind. So it says, Rane Falet. So let's try that, just Rane Falet. Rane Falet. Rane Falet. And then, Tisovaveni. Tisovaveni. I'll sing that much. Rane fale tisovaveni. Rane fale tisovaveni. And then the last word is this expression that we don't even exactly know what it means. The word is selah. It means rock, actually, rock, but it's an expression of affirmation, like as if we're saying rock solid or something. So it says, selah, selah. Let's try it together. Selah, selah. So because it's a little bit long, the first several times, let's do it where I'll do the Hebrew, do a Hebrew piece, and you do it, and then we'll go back and forth a few times. And maybe if we learn it, then we'll drop the back and forth. So the part we just did is Rane Fale Tisovaveni. Let's try that. Rane Fale Tisovaveni. Sela, sela, sela.
Seteli Ata Seteli Mitsa Titleni Mitsa Sovereigni Orane Fale Te Sovereigni Sela 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 Ata Sovereigni Orane Fale Te Sovereigni Sela 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 Ata Seteli Ata Seteli Mitsa Titleni Mitsa Titleni Orane Fale Sovereigni Orane Fale Te Sovereigni Sela 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 Sela
See if we can sing the whole chant together at the same time, beginning with Ata. Here we go.
Ata Seteli Mitsa Titleni Orane Fale Te Sovereigni Sela Sela Ata Seteli Mitsa Titleni Orane Fale Te Sovereigni Sela Sela Ata Seteli Mitsa Titleni Orane Fale Te Sovereigni Sela Sela Ata Seteli Mitsa Titleni betray me. Ora ne fale te sove veni. Selah, 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 Selah,
just allowing your awareness to saturate everything that it's touching. Every place your awareness touches, the in and out flow of your breathing, the sounds of the room, sensations of your body, sensations in your heart, in your chest, in your belly. Just returning yourself ever deeper ever more deeply, ever more completely into this simplicity of presence and simplicity of being. If the mind pulls you, thoughts and imagination are pulling you, just knowing that you don't need to be pulled by it. You don't have to push it away. You don't have to try to control your mind. But just releasing best you can, allowing yourself not to reach after things that your mind presents. Letting yourself sink more deeply into this presence of being. And we'll sit for about 20 minutes.